It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Oh my God. It's a cool, drizzly, sexy night, and they're throwing this song at me.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway.
Listeners, like take this in. Listen to this song. It's fantastic. Dean Martin, the man of the moment, 50 years ago. Anyway, welcome. The name of the show is So What's Your Problem? This is Talk Radio 7 KABC. I am Stan Katzer, and this is a show where we attempt to solve your problems, resolve your problems, help you with any issues you may have. And this evening, we're very fortunate to have an incredibly talented attorney with us, and I'm going to introduce him in a moment. And may I say, in the green room, we were having a great conversation on many topics. It turns out that our attorney guest expert is somewhat of a Renaissance man. In 10 minutes, we talked about documentaries, classical music, all kinds of music, the arts, movies in general. Let's give him a warm. So what's your problem? Welcome to John Weiner. Woo! Hey, John, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
Nice to have you. And we were just having a great conversation. John grew up in the New Haven area near Yale University, and I happen to be wearing a Harvard hat because, as I mentioned sometimes, my son went there. And John was reminded of a football game where the headline was Harvard beats Yale 29-29. John Weiner, you want to share a little bit of recollection of that day, that game?
Well, I was there. I was 14 years old, and Yale was winning by 16 points, where I think it was 1 minute and 9 seconds left.
In the game.
And I was there with my cousin and my father and his father, my uncle, and we were celebrating.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
There's no way at this point
to
lose. Yeah, and then the game was in the bag.
Right.
And then somehow, with 1 minute and 7 seconds left, Harvard came back and tied the game. And it was one of the most devastating moments of my young life.
I shouldn't chuckle. And if any of you out there want to know what we're talking about, I think there's a documentary you could catch on Netflix or maybe even Amazon Prime. It's called Harvard beats Yale 29-29.
It's all in the perception.
Could that be the biggest comeback in his 16 points in over a minute?
Unheard
of.
Right.
That's a heck of a comeback,
right.
Though.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about John. John mostly handles employment law and advocates for employees mostly. So they do sexual harassment cases, sexual abuse cases, employment discrimination. And John is very highly thought of in his profession and his area of expertise. And because of his talent, he also lectures to other attorneys and colleagues on wrongful death, serious personal injury cases. He does employment litigation, psychotherapist litigation, which I'd like to talk about, healthcare providers and sexual abuse, workplace sexual harassment, elder abuse. Big topic in the ethos of today, traumatic brain injury and catastrophic injuries. So, John, a little bit. You grew up, I guess we now know, in the New Haven area.
Right. And then I went to University of Florida for my undergraduate.
Okay. And you stayed in the New Haven area throughout high school?
Throughout high school.
Okay. So you became a Gator.
And then I became a Gator, and I spent 4 years in Gainesville having a great time.
Okay.
And actually learning.
I've heard,
things.
Yes. I heard you can learn and have a good time.
When I was there, Florida won the Playboy Award for the number one party school in the country. It was not earned, at least not by me.
Okay.
But.
So he says. Now.
And then I went to University of San Diego Law School for 1 year, and then I graduated from University of San Francisco Law School in 1979.
Okay, so a couple of pretty prestigious schools. Now, I'm pretty sure Florida also has a law school, do they?
They do.
Okay, but you decided to come to the West Coast.
I always wanted to live in California and go to school in California. My parents wouldn't let me go to college in California, because that was like 1970, 71. You know, I'd end up an LSD addict.
Yeah, you would have.
There could be such a thing.
We would have found you in Haight-Ashbury right, with long hair right, and sideburns and all that.
So then finally, by the time I went to, it was time for law school. It was okay right. with everybody that right. I go to California.
But your folks probably didn't know that. I mean, most schools know how to party, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. If you go to college, there's a quick, funny story. My daughter went to Northwestern, and I visited first because I was in Chicago on business, and they called it a heads-down school. John, you want to explain what comes to mind?
I'm not sure.
Well, a heads-down school, they say they're serious students.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's not partying, blah, blah, blah. So I say to my daughter, look, it looks like it's a very serious school, and you know, and all the kids lied. So when I won the campus tour with her, we visited a couple of fraternity houses. And they go, oh, no, sir, we only allowed 3 parties, you know, every month, and baloney. So my daughter gets there the first morning and they're tailgating. It's called eggs and kegs, meaning at 8 in the morning, right? No. They're drinking. And my daughter tells me, Dad, it's 7:30 in the morning. I think they know how to party here. They just walked around with a shot cart. So she spent 4 years, and even heads down Northwestern was a party school. So that was a good experience. Southern Florida and all. That's Gainesville.
No, Gainesville's in Northern Florida.
Okay, I meant, but yes, you were in south.
In the south.
Southeast, yeah. Okay, so now you're interested in law. How did that evolve?
There was a TV show. I don't know if you remember, but when you know. When I was young, it was called The Young Lawyers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it was these 3 very cool, hippie-ish lawyers who saved the world every episode.
And that turned you good.
And I said, you know, that sounds good. You know, save the world and make a good living.
And you know what? I cannot tell you, I'm not kidding, people that have sat in your seat, attorneys, how they were influenced by some TV show. You know, or some real life TV drama that was playing out. All right, well, I think we have a caller. And caller, this is Sonia, I see on the board. And Sonia, we're talking to employment attorney, employee advocate, John Weiner. And Sonia, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're good. Okay, so as we say on the show, Sonia, is it with an I or a J, Sonia?
J.
Oh, I like that. Sonia, so as we like to say on the show, so what's your problem?
Well, where I work, I've been getting harassed a lot by one of my bosses. So I was just kind of wondering, like, what I could do about it.
Okay, I think John will take over.
Sure. If you're getting sexual, especially if you're getting sexually harassed, it's very important, as best you can, to let the perpetrator, we call them perps, to let the perpetrator know that you're not interested and that you're offended. But not everybody can do that. Then you need to look at your employee handbook, and it will probably say that you should either make a report to HR or to your manager, or if it's your manager that's harassing you, some other person within the company. And you should do that, but don't necessarily expect it to have a good outcome, or I wouldn't be in business. A lot of HR firms do nothing more than protect the company, even though they try to act like they're protecting employees. They just aren't really interested in that. So a lot of times people are very frustrated when they go to HR, and HR doesn't even do an investigation, which they're supposed to do. So if that happens, if you're not satisfied, then it is very important to consult with a lawyer to see if the way you're being treated is considered sexual harassment within the law, and whether it's worth it to bring a case or not.
Sonia, so let me ask you this question, if we could get a drop more specific. To what degree are we talking? Just like saying you look good, or more than that, like let's go on a date or something really?
Well, like I'll be at the coffee and he'll walk by me and like moan.
Oh, boy.
Noise,
oh,
like,
boy.
Gross.
Okay, that's
not
good.
But then on the other end, he'll be a real jerk and tell me it's a family-run business, and he'll say things like, whose name's on the side of the building, not yours.
Oh, big shot.
So
right. Okay.
It's a mix.
Yeah, so that's like a power play. In a way.
Probably, but then, yeah. Then
but so
like,
now, and I want to ask John and Sonia, stay on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So now it can be somewhat dangerous if you go to HR and they represent the company, because Sonia, it sounds like you like the job, just your boss is annoying.
I love the job, but it's a family-run company, so HR is also family. They're all.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, that's you're in a terrible dilemma, you know, and there is no great way to get out of it other than to either seek a consultation. I think you probably do need at this point to seek a consultation with a lawyer. But, you know, part of it is that a lot of people don't realize is for something to be sexual harassment under the law, it has to be either severe or pervasive. Which means pervasive means it happens all the time. Severe tends to mean some kind of sexual assault. So a lot of times when we are interviewing a client in a new case, what we're looking for is the number of times there was sexual harassment, the nature of the harassment, the severity of it. And then based on that, then we make a determination whether you have a case that's worth bringing or not worth bringing. Mm.
So now you're in a little bit of a predicament, Sonia. is there now, you know, also you sound like a gal with common sense. Is there a way? And John, what do you think? Is the way to say something to the boss? You're making me uncomfortable because that could also mean a pink slip.
No, yeah, my theory is in a small family-owned company, you're actually in a great position in terms of your potential case, especially if the owner of the company is the harasser. You're in a great position to bring a case because if you can prove that you've been harassed, then that's strict liability under the law in California, and you'll win the case. And and the other thing is that company has a duty to perform a prompt, reasonable, fair, and thorough investigation, which they're not likely to do, even if you bring a complaint, which once again can actually make your case better, because if we have to present your case to a jury or an arbitrator, they're going to get more angry at the company for the way they handled it by not doing a proper investigation. And I very rarely see a proper investigation with a family-owned case.
Okay, Sonia, we're coming up to a break. Just get this down. Easy to remember, WMLawyers.com, WMLawyers.com. Ask for John or somebody there who will help you, even if they don't take on the case, to try to put you in the right direction. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Sonia. Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm Stan Katz with the great John Weiner, employment law attorney. Come back on the other side and hang in with us. Thank you.